There is an annual tradition in Wilmington, North Carolina, called the Pooch Plunge. It's where the city invites dogs to its public pool before that pool is drained for the winter. Kelly Knoyer from member station WHQR sniffed it out.
On a recent Sunday in September, about 80 dogs run loose in and around the Legion Stadium pool, chasing dozens and dozens of tennis balls and each other.
This is just the absolute craziest weekend.
That's Lindsay Hayes, the director of aquatic safety. She says the annual Pooch Plunge is also a big fundraiser with about 600 dogs and an entry fee of just $5 a tail.
We usually make more money in these 2 or 3 days than we do in a whole month.
Good girl, you did it!
The vast majority here are water dogs, retrievers and Labradors galore, with doodles in a close third place. I spot the biggest dog here, a lion-like mane and enormous jowls. He's a Leonberger named Moselle, who's surprisingly dry. Warren Brenneman owns this 120-pound dog.
He's a sweetheart. Loves all dogs, scared of people, and scared of the water.
So why bring him to the Pooch Plunge?
Because I'm hoping he swims. They have webbed feet.
He says his last dog was a Leonberger who loved to swim. But Mo, not so much. Across the pool is Floki, the smallest dog here, a little white West Highland Terrier who is soaked. His owner, Tracy Clary, says he has a typical Westie personality.
Very confident. He's a big dog in a little body.
But they're not natural swimmers.
He accidentally went in and was going after the ball and he couldn't stop in time, so...
Clary brought Floki here to join her son and his Labrador, who is happily leaping into the pool, no hesitation. She says she came here for more than just fetch. She loves watching the chaos.
They all just get along. I mean, all these dogs are just having a great time. Big dogs, little dogs, every color dog.
All kinds of dogs, taking advantage of their one chance a year to visit the public pool. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Knoyer in Wilmington, North Carolina.